Yeah, I came here.
Mm-hmm.
But the names that you have for those things, that, you know, to keep you in your lane, you know?
Well, they have the signs up there to keep you on.
These things would be on the road.
Well, they have it.
And on those interstates, they have what to keep the cars from running into each other, you know, different ways.
Mm-hmm.
What separates those, the two?
I don't know what you call it.
What
they have is usually the same all over the United States.
Where do you get off on those big highways?
They have the signs that where you can get off and show you which way to get off.
And you get off on the horse. What do they have for you to get off?
Mm-hmm. Well, a certain way you have to go down, you know.
Go down like what?
Go down the ramp or whatever you call it, you know.
And then get back on, you go up on.
Yeah, go up on, whatever you want. But they have signs all around so that you will, you know, know how to go with your guide, you know.
Yeah.
You
know. Now, are there any other roads in the city, Miss Hunter, that you can get on and off? You couldn't get on and off regular, no, you'd have to go up one of those ramps or things?
Yeah, you'd have to go up the ramps if you want to, but you don't have to. You can just stay down on the city. You don't have to go up the ramps if you're going around the city, unless you want to.
I see.
But people go because it's shorter, depends upon where they're going.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you call those big roads?
I don't have any name for them that I know of.
Well, the ones that you can't get on and off real easily.
You can always get on and off easily.
They have to be entered and left, say, in a special place.
Yes. Well, you do have to do that.
Uh-huh. Those would be called causeways?
Well, one is a causeway. That's one of them.
Yeah.
It depends upon where you're going. So you see, you'll have your map and all if I'm to die.
Those things that people might run over in the road, what do you call them?
I don't understand. People might run over.
Well, you know, they happen to get you to slow down in certain areas.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have signs up there to slow down.
Well, these things are big kind of humps in the road, and that's what they call them.
No, I don't recall seeing them.
What are some of the main streets in the city?
St. Charles Avenue, Canal Boulevard. And I think next to a different street. But those are the main, that's the main street.
And some of the streets that were historical, in other words, why were
they? Well, over there, in French Quarter. Outside of a few down Canal Street, like as you go out to the river, there's a big, where the big bank was. And that's the street that's one. And is you, which way did you come? You don't know what street you came from.
I came from San Diego.
All the way from Canal?
Oh,
when you go down, you just run around the city and you'll see. And you'll get your map and you'll get, and they'll show you, you know, they'll have it all in there. You didn't get a map for the city?
Yeah, I've got one.
You got one. Well, you look and you see, they'll have it all in there.
Were there certain streets maybe that were important for different things when you were coming up here?
No.
Like, what streets would have special things on places where you could go? Interesting type of streets or streets that were important?
Well, most of it is down in the View Korea. That's where most of the people go.
I think so, dear.
We all be still as well. And of course, you've seen the dome ahead. You've seen it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call that? Any other names?
No.
Joking names you have for that?
No. Dome.
Some of the streets here in your neighborhood that are important.
There aren't any important. They're not important. I guess this is about the most important if you call it important.